Okay, Simon Reshit Ches. So this is right after the halachas of Reach, right? So we're up to Bir Halacha on page 265. Kagon Mabro. So we said that if you see the Yamsuf crossing, you see the Yarden crossing. So he brings down from the Sefer Kafta Referach. Kafta Referach was a late Rishon who discusses a lot about the Eretz Yisrael and talks about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll see his name mentioned often when it comes to things relating to Eretz Yisrael, the base of Migdosh, you know, Makom HaMikdosh, things like that. So, Kostav Sefer Kafta Referach Perek Zayim 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 Mabaros, Nira B'Perusho, She'ena Mavarach Mavarach HaJira B'Prat Makom HaNeis. So you got to see the actual spot. You got to see this. You can't just look at the Yamsuf, so it's a big sea. The Yarden is big. You can't see the whole thing. But it doesn't count if you just see part of it. You have to see the actual spot where they crossed. Kemosha haroa yamsuv lo yivarachim lo roa makam shavru. The yamsuv, you have to see where they actually crossed. Echein haroa hayarden atchir makam shavru. Ba'kasav omer v'ha'am avru neged Yericho. Right? It says they crossed by Yericho. So if you're not facing Yericho, then don't bother making the bracha over there by the Yarden. Echein nachal arnon. You have to know exactly where nachal arnon is. I guess, and they raise the question is, what if you're like, if you see it from afar? You know, the nusach of the bracha is, right, Shasa Nisim La was saying B'makom Hazeh. So, can you say B'makom Hazeh? If you see it, B'maisi, you see it, right, but it's, you're not in that makom. You know, I remember when we were in Eretz Yisrael, right, we go to the rules of Tashlich, right, so we were in Chadera, and we were obviously not near any body of water, but we went to the top floor of the dorm, we could see the Mediterranean. Now, admittedly, it was many miles away. But it's hard to say that you're b'makom hazeh, you know, if you're just seeing it from 20 miles away, right? So,
but you're seeing it. So at least you're saying, you know, b'makom hazeh, but that makom.
No, hazeh means this makom.
This makom, okay.
Right. So that would be, right? So it's a tzarachian whether you could say the bracha from afar. But okay, but right now it's complicated to do it because you have to actually see the spot. Mew, kol makom. But if you see the Yarden, you know, no matter what part of the Yarden you see, maybe you don't make this bracha, but you should always say, oh, this is the Yarden where Bnei Yisrael crossed and the sea split. Right? Don't talk nicely about the Yarden, because of the Nes, it happened at some spot in the Yarden. Right, there are a number of places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle or some wonder for some Nevi'im. Kemo bir oso b'har ha-karmel, makom sh'os Eliyahu ha-mizbech, r'oso b'shune makom aliyas, elisha chiyotzi b'zeh. Right, we know if you go to har ha-karmel and Haifa, right, so you, a nace happened to Eliyahu, right, the whole thing with the, right, with the Baal and with, you know, and bringing the carbon and their carbon not being accepted, and a fire coming down and accepting Eliyahu's carbon, even though it wasn't on the base in the base of Migdosh, right? So, so a big nes happened there to Eliyahu, and Bishunim, right? So Elisha, right? All sorts of nisim happened. Shunim, Misha Shunam has set up a room for him inside of her house. And all sorts of nisim, the Gemara says, happened in that, no flies, this, that, right? So so if you see that place, you should talk about it. The Ein Sof Ginyan Eliyahu HaPel V'Nesla, right? The story with Eliyahu was definitely a wondrous story. Sha'arei HaMelchai wrote, the king was looking, running after him, Achav, Avol Shel Elisha Yapel L'Ben HaShinomos L'Tfila Sanavi, right? And for Elisha, so that was also the fact that he then gave her a brach, she'd have a kid, then the kid dies, and then he does tchias ha-mesim on the kid, right? So definitely a lot of stuff going on with these individuals and with these Nevi'im. And so I'd kind of listen. So that's what he writes. So again, not that you should make a bracha if you see Har HaKarmel, but you should talk about it. If you see one of these places, go make sure you go, when you go to Har HaKarmel, go take one of these tours and have someone talk about all the whole thing of how it happened and where it happened and whatever. Okay, so he's going to go through a few pieces here. The part that you have to actually see, the part where the actual crossing was, let's say, Mashma can gam b'shar poskim. Others seem to agree. V'chein kazav Rashi v'yibar maskel ma'abros. Avshim iloshon harambam shikosav haroam malkum shenas and nisim could go in yamsuf. Right? The Rambam seems to be more vague. He says the yamsuf. He doesn't say malkum, you know, havaros yamsuf. Mashal chad b'riyas yamsuf l'chudim barach. Just by saying the yamsuf at any point. Afi ke'en mukhra kolkach, but it's lav dachla. Because the Rambam concludes, "Oh, Mabros Hayardin, below Kosovo Hayardin." Right, when the Hayardin actually uses the lashon of Mabros, right, the place where they cross. So Mustama would apply for both. Bial Karch Lav Dafka, and therefore his lashon is Lav Dafka. That you know that for the Yamsuf, you can see the whole thing, any part of it, but the Hayardin not. Okay, so Pasha says you have to see the spot. Uvedina Sheni Brias Har Carmel Nirek Kavonas Kafter Ferchul Shaber Shaber Ba'Alma. He's just telling you to go. Speak praises of the events that happened there. The same with you go ahead and you see the Yardin. That's not where they crossed. You know, you're up near in the north and you see the Yardin over there. So you still can speak about the Yardin. Right, the bracha was not established for, you know, wonders. Otherwise, you see Har Sinai, you should make a bracha there also. Right? Definitely a lot of wonders took place. Right?
Why don't we say a bracha on Yerushalayim? Why don't we say a bracha on Yerushalayim? There's a lot of
nes
that happened there.
So, let's just follow the theme here, because Yerushalayim, a lot of Nisim, first of all, it's Bechorbanah, so that's, maybe that tempers it a little bit. But, you know, there has to be...
The Shekhinah was there. I mean, those are all Nisim.
Right, but right now we're saying that... Right now we're saying that the bracha is only... Meaning you should definitely speak praise. See, he's making a distinction. He's making two different things. One is, when do you make this actual bracha? Shasa Nisim Labo Seinu B'makom Hazeh, or as we'll see, Shasa Nes B'makom Hazeh for an individual. Right? When do you make that bracha, and when do you just talk about the praises of that area? So you're right. You see Yerushalayim. The Makom Mikdash is a little hard because not there now, but you could say that. But certainly is what to talk about, that this was the place where the Shekhinah rested and all the miracles that happened there. So right. So that second stage is just talking about it in a praising fashion. It's not actually making a bracha, right? And that's what he says. Right. It's the bracha was only established for someone who was saved from death through a miracle. Right, so you could say the rock that Moshe sat on, right? Because we go ahead, right? That's one of the things that's listed here. The rock that Moshe sat on during the battle with Amalek, right? That was where they were saved. Right, that Amalek had no power over them. So that warrants a bracha. So therefore, he says, V'im Cain, if that's the case, then Gabi Eliyahu, Avshay Nesu Pela, Afbikin, Maisar Karmel Nasa Kadeshi, Yenotzel, Eliyahu Min Hamisa. So the reason we're not making a bracha on Har Karmel, because Eliyahu's life was not at risk at that point. This was to make a big Kiddush Hashem. Shari Eliyahu Hayanechba, Eliyahu was hiding until then. And he was told by Hashem to go see Achav. So, this wasn't that his life was somehow saved and, the army of Achav was chasing him and all of a sudden the mountain fell on them, right? This was to enhance the emun of Hashem. Now, one of the things you have to know about Har Carmel, right, and that's where the phrase of you can't be dancing on, on the same, doorstep, right? You can't be, on one door frame. You can't be on this side and that side. You're either in or out. And that's always been a theme, starting from Eliyahu, that when the Baal, right, you can't worship, because there was Jews were worshiping Jewish stuff, but they were also worshiping the Baal. You can't do it. There has to be a separation. Right, and therefore it was important for Eliyahu to show that the Baal had no place at all. Right, we've seen this over time, that Christianity especially, is that the Jews worked very, very hard, the Chacham worked very, very hard to separate it so that there should be no traces of Yiddishkeit in Christianity, right? They, again, the story is that they sent Paul in to switch Shabbos to Sunday, right? Anything that remotely resembled, right? Peter and Paul were both, you know, Jews. The question is, right, what was their role? Was Paul really a devout Christian? And just Peter was the one that was trying to, you know, work these changes, right, on the inside, right? But whatever it was critical that Christianity can't be a blend of Judaism and, you know, Yashka, right? It had to be totally separated because otherwise you suck people in. Oh, I observe all the mitzvahs and I agree that, you know, Yashka makes some sense, right? It's got to be like if you're keeping Shabbos, you're not keeping Christianity because you have to keep Sunday.
Where did you
right?
do that?
What?
Where did you? Is that in the Gemara? With Peter and Paul and.
There are some references in the parts that have been pulled out of the Gemara, but there's a lot of discussion. Certainly, it was Peter, right? This is a discussion we have every time we talk about what Asar B'Teves is, right? Shimon Kalfo, according to some, is Peter. That's maybe why we fast on Asar B'Teves, or the ninth of Teves, but the. Right, Peter had his role. He was actually the insider trying to ensure that the religion stayed separate. The question whether Paul was part of that as well, because Paul was the one who basically stopped the observance. He was the one who said, you know, people aren't keeping stuff and Christianity would have died out. But Paul said, you know, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs. We have the New Testament and that replaces the Old Testament. And there became a total separation that there was no resemblance between Judaism and Christianity. So, but Hara Karma was the same thing. You can't be part of both. You can't be a Jew and worship the Baal. And Elio made sure to get that message, you know, very strongly across. It was meant to be a big Kiddush Hashem. It was not that his life was at risk. Matter of fact, all the Baal guys were killed. And he says, and by the way, the chief priest of the Baal was a fellow by the name of Matan, which is why Reb Chaim Kanievsky did not like when anybody came with the name Matan. He goes, "You named your kid after, you know, the Baal, the Kohen for the Baal." You know, even though people do it, oh, it's like Matana, but for a boy, it's nice. He says, "You can't name it after a Rasha." Okay, anyway. The Kaftar Perach is only talking about giving praise. He's not talking about making brachas on these places. Same with the Shunim. Right? That you're just giving praise. You're not making a bracha over there. Right? The fact that he writes that the king Achav was chasing El Yohu, it's not to tell it because the Har Karmi wasn't actually in danger, but it's to say that this part of the Shavach is that She'asa Shem Yisbarachim HaNavi Shelo Hemisu Achav, that Achav was unable to kill him, right? You know, at other times, because he was basically was hiding. This is when there was a big drought, and he had the ravens brought the Elio water. Okay, now, here we have one of the big Torah controversies. Right, that the nace that happened in Har Carmel was something that saved his life. Now, even Hashem told him to go to Achav. And Achav was looking to kill him. Achav has bechira regarding Eliyahu's life. Right, just like Uriyahu the Navi was killed. Since Elio stopped the water from rain, right? Right, you're causing, you know, the Yisrael to get messed up. He says, "I didn't do it. It was you. You're the one with all these about Zara things." Went after the Baal. So, right, his life was in great danger. Right, and ultimately, by Har Carmel, that's when the world got to see that he was right, Eliyahu. Shatsiras hamatar yibavur halichosam achri abalim, because they were following the Baal. Etev kishoso tshuva shom Hashem hu alokim. Hayumatar al ha'aretz, right? We say at the end of Yom Kippur, Hashem hu alokim. Right? We say it 7 times. The Sfarim say it 14 times. Because the pasuk in by Eliyahu after Har Carmel was Hashem hu alokim, Hashem hu alokim. Right? So 7, is it 7 times or 7 times or 2 times? Right? So the world saw, the Jews saw, that Hashem was, you know, that the Baal was nothing. Right? Hayamatar al ha'aretz. And as soon as they said that, the rain came. So it was clear that that was what caused it to not come. Right? We know this is the classic example of Horah Shah, where even though it was an Isser Doraisa to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but if you have someone like Eliyahu HaNavi doing it, so that's Horah Shah. He's allowed to do things even though they're Asr, right? The only thing you're never allowed to do under any circumstances, Avodah Zarah, there can never be a Heter. There can even be a Heter for killing people, right? I mean, the Akedah, right? They bring down, the Alshah brings down, that was a message to go kill, right? Because it was a Harasha, right? That Avram was, told, or, to go kill Yitzchak. That's the way he understood it. Anyway, so we said that the rain came as soon as they understood that the Baal was worthless. And the fact that the rain stopped was because of Hashem. Right, and then the king, at that point did not want to kill Eliyahu anymore. So he said, even though he explains that maybe this Har Carmel was a life-saving event, that maybe it would warrant some sort of bracha, not just the shevach, but tzarachin. Now, why did I say this is a big machlokas? So the big machlokas is, right, all stems from the famous Arachayim on Yosef and his brothers. So Yosef, right, was thrown into a pit. So the Arachayim says, why was he thrown into a pit? Right? Because the brothers said, let Hashem decide if he should live or die. If we kill him, he will die. If we don't kill him, if we let Hashem take it in his hand, so the snakes can kill him, they won't kill him. So what does it mean if we kill him, he will die? I thought, doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you how long you're going to live? If it's not your time to die, can someone do that? So that's, the Arachayim says, no, you see that, even if it's not your time, not a person's time to die, ultimately, if someone else decides that he wants to kill him, you can't take away his bechira. That person is a Baal Bechira. He can choose to be a murderer or not. And that's not going to, right? That's not going to save you, right? The fact that it wasn't your time. So that's the Arachayim's approach. And many people disagree and say, no, it's not possible to say that a human can overturn, man's destiny, even if he is a Baal Bechira, right? Reb Chaim says that you could save yourself, but really he could do it. If you have a lot of schosim, so then even if it was not your time to die, but you have schosim, so you can overcome a Baal Bechira. But at the end of the day, right, there is this huge machlokas whether a Baal Bechira can kill somebody or not, right? Because if you don't let him kill him, you're taking away his Bechira. Right, so you see how the Chavetz Chaim comes out on this discussion, because he says over here that the fact is that Eliyahu, that the reason was a nes is because even though Hashem sent him, but Achav could have killed him, right? Achav, he says Achav's a Baal Bechira, he could have killed him. So that's a riot to the side of the Arachayim, but it's a huge, huge machlokas and really a machshava, right, as to how this works out. Okay, but Gam Be'in Ben Hashunam is Gam Be'in Tam Levar Chazeh, right? The fact that he did Tchias Amesim on the Shunamis' kid, Shari Tam Elisha, Yadam Mesuyim Ein Levar, because of Elisha, there's no bracha, Shari Bo Lo Kar Shem Tzakam Yitzah, he wasn't in danger or saved. El Shas Lachim, he did a nace for somebody else, V'haya Acher, Lo Haya Mesuyim, and we don't know who it is. Gam Itam Shnizkad Hashem Shemayim Adei Nezizeh, And there was a big Kiddush Hashem that he did Tchias Emesim. Who knows? Chad Leah Barabim Kines Daniel. It wasn't public. We didn't know how many people knew that Elisha did Tchias Emesim. Geichazi, right? Isha Shunamis, her husband, right? I don't know how many more, right? As opposed to Daniel, when being thrown into the lions, that was a big deal. Beyod Leah Danim Tchias Emesim Achlahal Nushetiknu Bracha. Right? Is Tchias Emesim merit a bracha? Someone who, not someone who succumbed to the sakana and then was revived, but someone who saved from the sakana. Not someone who already died and was revived. More likely to make a mechaya mesim. Okay, so just some very fascinating ideas in this bir halacha. Right, about the bracha, but lamais the Mishnah Berurah comes out that, you know, if Klal Yisrael was saved, right, from death, that would warrant the bracha. If they are not saved, it's just something nice happened there, something very big, right? It does warrant a shevach v'hodah discussion. Okay, look at the next bralacha. Ve'evan shebikesh og. So Og wanted to throw a rock down. Ayim ichlu she'agadus mashkaz b'zeh. L'fi b'shutu ein tema kol kach al ish kazeh. Right, it's not a question that he wanted to throw a mountain down. Shuhaya mi b'nei anakim was part of the giants of the generation. Ve'avavu me'osan shamar aleim ha'kosav ha'yavo b'nei ho'el lohim el b'nos ha'odim v'yeldu lohem. Right, they came and had children, right, people, heavenly figures. Right, Sham Chazai was one of the giants, right, and these were their children. Their strength, right, could be like that of angels. So the fact that Og was able to pick up a mountain, right, so angels can do all sorts of things, and these are like heavenly type descendants. Okay, and then he says, "Mevar she'as anisim lavo senu mevor b'poskim she'ain tzarach lafar lahasker mahi anes." You don't have to say what the nes was; just that he made nisim over here. B'dai shomer she'as anes b'makom hazeh. I am b'tos ben Yehuda b'tos feharash ben hiskamataz. Right, you don't have to actually mention it. Of course, it'd be nice to, you know, with somebody, tell them what exactly happened. And b'makom hazeh, in this place, b'nira de'ain yachal levar chrak kol zman shiro ehu lahamakom. You have to see the place. Avleim of our kfar. Let's say you pass by, and then like an hour later, you know, you just pass by the rock that Moshe sat on. Vein rose, so you don't see it anymore. Hivsi berchasa, right? Kamo b'shama re'em and makamitz in reishchav zayin siv gimel. Right, you hear thunder. If it passes, you can't do it after the fact. B'chein yehadin beroa adam shenasa lo nes hamavur b'sivva b'haga. Right, the person who's going to make it on his personal nes. Right, if the person passed by and he didn't make the bracha and now he doesn't see it anymore, shuvei mevarach. B'efsho defil rasa adam oas hamakom ba'od eze yomim. Kol shlo over shlosh yom ria rishona ena mevarach afshlo berach b'pam rishona. Now let's say he comes back 2 days later. Well, he should have made the bracha the first time. It's too late. It's not a, you know, and he's there, you know, you don't only make the bracha every 30 days. Right, so the Hari Linyan pre Chodesh is kama poskim shesom de mekivin shloberach pam rishon kisherahu. You didn't make the bracha the first time. Shuvein amavarech moshe kasa magen rabbisim reishchayav hey sivkat and tes. Right, meaning that's why I always have this discussion. You know, when I send out the fruit list, right, I say that the fruits that have been around since, you know, beginning of May or April, now they're like coming out of season. Right, so is that ideal to make a shechianu on that? According to that, if you saw it at all. You know, you're never going to buy that stuff because it's stuff, either it's expensive or it doesn't taste good or whatever. You're not going to buy it. But you may have seen it, and there are sheets that say that if it's there and you just ignore it till Rosh Hashanah time, you're not making a bracha anymore, right? So he says, "V'avtanan lo nahagino." We don't paskin that way, right? Ha'inu mishum da'anan kaimalon detalya darbechil. It's tied to the eating, and if you didn't eat it the first time. So therefore, when it comes to the new fruit, so we generally tie it to eating. You didn't eat it, even though now it's the end of the season, but there's a basis not to be that, for that not to be your primary shechiyano fruit. But when it comes to seeing things, right? Yekivin shekvar raha makom, you already saw the place, you already experienced the whole thing, and now 3 days later you come back, ain't davar sechadash, that's so it's not anything new anymore. Ain't zarach levarach hajavar shloshim yom, yoz have kiriya chadasha, then it has a din of a new thing. Okay, we'll stop here. So after mincha tomorrow, everyone can...